What is up, potty people? On this episode, well, we're trying to decide. We've, for the last week or two, kind of talked and bickered about old people versus young people. Because, I don't know, we just have. My belief is, people, I said 35 and under, and we can use that for right now. They could survive and probably make the world a better place if everybody 35 and under, everybody above that just died. Now, I'm not if you take away the part of all the trauma that would come along, because, I mean, if everybody over 35 or 35 and over died, like, then there's a whole level of like, whoa, we love these people. But, like, if you take away that part of it and just magically, you know,
get rid of everybody over 35. Just
don't take that part into consideration. I think the world will move on better. But we also had a debate. Everybody 50 and under, I said, versus everybody 50 and over. Well, we'll say 49 and under and 50 and over. I said if it came into like a civil war of that, 50 and under would win easily. And it wouldn't even be like a close competition. And you somehow disagree with that.
Well, I guess I'm totally wrong, because everybody else that we've talked to, although I can't remember who. Oh, it's
Chrissy, Kathy,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah. But I felt like the people over 50 would have all the power.
What
and money.
Power? What, like, okay, but I think you don't armies. Understand. Most people in the army are under 50.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's right.
And, yeah, and most generals are under 50. I mean, most everybody in the army is way under 50. And, like, power and money doesn't matter. Like,
right. I agree with that, but
then why are you using it to your argument?
Well, because I think if you have power and money, you have a better chance of winning any game.
But power and money doesn't matter, because that's just a construct.
Because all the people under, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to exceed your point.
So, I don't understand why we don't just go ahead and do it. But, okay, but, so I think that one, we've came to an agreement that I was right about.
Yeah,
and that
we did.
49 under. Okay, but 30, the only reason I say that is because, rather it be better or worse, I think it's worse. The way that people kind of, like, if you were born in the 90s, we'll just go with that. So that would be like 32-year-olds max. If you were born in the 90s or afterwards, you have a better understanding of the world around us. Because like, everybody always bitches about old people, but I think it's way worse now. For one, I mean, they're about to die anyway, so the pandemic didn't have an effect on them. I mean, not as much. It definitely had an effect on a lot of people.
Well, it killed a lot of them, but they were going to die soon anyway.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking mentally. Oh. Like, I mean,
I think you're wrong about that.
Well, that's, you're not even letting me talk. How do you know what I'm even going to say?
You already said it.
All right, what'd I say?
You said that the pandemic didn't have that much of an effect on old people mentally.
That's not what even I... Okay, I said that I didn't have as an effect on old people as much as young people, and then I paused, and then you interrupted me. Because I was gonna say, as young people, because they're young, and, like, old people don't even talk to other people anyway other than, like, Facebook. Old people do not interact with each other as much as young people do. That's just, like, not even, like, a thing that's even debatable.
Well, that's not true, because if you're still working, you interact with people. Just like you interact with people going to school.
Okay, you're wrong about this. You think that the average 50-year-old interacts with as many people a day or a week as the average 17-year-old.
Probably.
That is totally, completely bogus.
Do you have any evidence?
Okay, think of a random old person. Someone 50 or above. Let's just say that. 50 or above right now.
Well, let's think of me at 50.
No. Well, think of you right now. We use someone.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, then use someone at 50. I'm
retired.
I don't know what you're even saying. I'm telling you to say someone about 50.
Oh, who's about 50 now?
I don't care what age they are. Just 50 or above. Just say someone.
Okay, Kevin Pierce, my friend.
I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about him. Use someone in the family that I somewhat know, at least.
Jenny.
She is 50. No, she's like 46, but that's close enough. You think she interacts with as many people, different types of people, and as many people as the average 17-year-old. Or me. Let's use me.
Well, I don't. She interacts with a lot of different kids.
No, I don't mean like that, because.
You mean social interaction?
No, just. No, I mean like. Talks to. Like, actually talks to. I mean, like, everybody talks. I mean, maybe they technically talk to more people, but I mean, like, actually, like, talks. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Okay, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, how's the weather outside, Bill? Oh, you know, it's blah, blah. I'm talking, like, actually have a conversation with someone.
You know? A meaningful conversation.
It doesn't have to be totally meaningful. Just a conversation that has any validity, like, actually matters at all. So I guess somewhat meaningful, yeah. I mean, it could be about something, like, you know, not...
Right. Doesn't have to be about the meaning of life or anything.
Yeah. Okay, but I would say I talk to probably 10 people a day, if you're including texts and calls. Like, meaningfully.
I talk to 10 people a day.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. That's true. But I'm sure Jenny talks to more than that. She talks to her other teachers. She talks to the students and parents.
Okay, I'm not talking about that, though. Okay, if you had that, you know, me going to school, then it's probably 30 at least, easily. I mean, that's totally...
You have 30 conversations a day that are somewhat meaningful.
Oh, if we're doing conversations, not just people, I would say 150 on a day I go to school, easily. If you're using people, it's probably 30.
What do you mean if you're using people?
I'm saying... Oh, my God. All right, like, I have conversations... I might have 3 conversations. Wow, you never mute your phone. Mm-mm-mm. Shame. Shame. Anyway, I might have 3 conversations with someone, so that would count for 3. But if we're using only people, then that would only count for 1, because it's 1 person.
Oh, that you'd be talking about the same thing to 3 different people?
No. Oh, my God. Okay. I originally said people. So how many people you have at least 1 meaningful conversation with. For that, I would say that's probably 30. But those 30 people, you know, there might be a few of them I have 20 a day. Or 10 a day with, you know, whatever. So if you're doing conversations versus people, I mean, like, which one are we using?
I think we should use conversations.
Well, I would say easily 150. Easily.
And you don't think that's unusual for somebody your age?
No.
Okay.
No. Maybe, I mean, on a day I go to school, yeah, 150, easily. I think, yeah. That's, yeah. I don't think that's that weird. But this is all jeopardy. I mean, this isn't even my point. My point is that, get rid of those old asses. Then, because, okay, my point originally was that, my big point is that the world in the last 30 years has changed more than basically any other 30-year period, I would say. With technology, yes. And that, like, yeah.
I think so, too.
So, I think when old people used to be, like, I mean, old people have conservative ideas in general. I mean, not conservative on the political, but conservative in, like, the social sense. I mean, like...
Somewhat. I mean, yeah.
Most old people... Oh, my God. Will you mute your phone or something?
That's from Kathy, and it's the last one. It just comes once. I get all my messages twice.
So why didn't you just, like, move it out?
Well, it's okay. It won't happen again.
I don't even know what that even... You don't get it twice. See, this is my point. You don't even know how the fucking phone works. And, like, that's so, like, relevant to the world. But anyway, so if someone had a conservative idea in the 80s, the difference in ideas in the 80s versus 50s is way... I mean, it's very different, but it's way closer than the 90s versus now in a lot of ways. In the 90s... I mean, gay people were accepted by the 90s for the most part. I mean, it was still kind of like... But, like, trans people weren't even, like, remotely even a thing. I mean, there were trans people, but, like, very little. And if they were, it was basically everybody was transphobic.
They didn't even know what it was. I mean, they didn't even know what they were feeling, probably.
Yeah, so, like... My point is that the ideas between an old person and a young person are so drastically different now. Not saying that one's right or wrong, even though old people are wrong, but that it's just holding back one of the ideas.
Well,
it's such a power struggle.
So you think, and the reason for that is technology.
Not just technology. I mean, like, the way that someone 35 or younger, well, I mean, I'm just using that number, but I would probably argue more like 40 or 45. Well, no, 35 is actually a good one. The person 35 or younger thinks about a gay person or someone of a different race is totally different. Like, completely and utterly different.
A lot of young people are homophobic.
That's not true at all.
Racist.
No, they're not. Where are you getting that from?
North Carolina, Georgia.
You're just saying random states and you're just saying random groups of people are randomly something. You're not giving
them any, like... There are a lot of young Trump supporters.
Most of Trump's votes are over 50. The majority of his votes were. Not all, but the majority.
Yeah, but I mean, they're out there.
Well, I'm not saying they're not out there, but I mean, like, it doesn't matter as much if there's 10 versus 100 if you're to take any given 1,000 people. You know what I mean? Well, that was a bad word.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Sorry.
What?
My stomach growled.
Okay. You really think... Well, what was I going to say? I don't know. I got twisted.
Well, can I talk now?
Yeah.
Well, I think that... And this may be... I may be giving you fuel for your argument, but I think that relationships are the most important thing.
Okay.
And I think technology changes relationships. And I think maybe for the worse, but I'm not sure about that. So that's one thing.
What is the thing with old people versus young people, though?
Well, I think that old people learn more about how to get along with other people.
What?
As they get older. Well, you keep learning things.
You're not going to let me talk? That's not my point, though. That's a totally different argument. And you were talking. What are you talking about? Am I going to let you talk?
You interrupted me.
No, I didn't. Okay, what?
You keep learning things. The older, you know, you don't stop learning things at 35. And so there are a lot of people older than 35 that know more than anybody under 35. And you lose that if you lose that wisdom.
Wisdom, my ass. I've never learned something important that I could from someone over 35 that I couldn't learn from someone under 35. And also the technology argument is a terrible argument, considering that you stopped going to lunch once a week and changed it to once a month, and then also started doing Zoom calls with your siblings. So you literally are living your argument out. But if you really think technology does worse for relationships, but you're still doing it, so why does that even matter?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do... The reason that my activity has lessened is that I'm really old.
Okay, that's not my point. My point is you didn't just lessen it. You replaced it with something. You replaced it with technology.
Yeah,
and but you're saying that technology also ruins relationships.
No, I didn't.
You said that it's for the worst. You said it's for the worst. Those were your exact words.
I said I wasn't sure, but I thought it was for the worst.
Okay, but still.
So it would be better if we could all be together in person, but we can't.
But you were before COVID. The only reason you stopped is...
Yeah, but we got... You know, that when you're as old as I am, 2 years is a big difference. It's like when you're a baby, 2 years is a huge difference. When you get as old as I am, 2 years is a huge difference.
But you're missing my point.
No, I'm not.
Why would you do technology if it's going to work? Let's go into the assumption that it does worse in your relationship. Let's just say that that's just a fact that's been proven or something. If that's true, then why would you do it? You're still doing technology. I'm not saying that I get why you don't do it as once a week, but you could just do it once a month, which you do, but you also bring in the technology aspect.
You mean the Zoom call?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jackie lives 3,000 miles away.
You're missing my point. If it worsens relationships, then why would you do it?
Because it's better than nothing.
But you just said it worsens relationships.
I said overall, I think that technology is more good, more bad than good for relationships.
So and it worsens relationships. That's literally the exact same thing.
It might worsen relationships.
Oh my God, you were missing my entire point.
I'm not
point.
Saying that it worsens all relationships. Okay. I'm just saying that in general.
So it hasn't worsened your relationships with your sisters at all?
I don't think so.
But you think it ruins the young people's minds?
Well, we already had, you know, all of us have at least 70 years of relationship
but
with
that
each
just,
other.
But like, who cares?
Well, I'm just trying to make the point that
old people suck and should
all
die.
You're better at relationships as you get older, for the most part.
Well,
and you also have a certain amount of wisdom. Now, whether that wisdom can be passed on, I don't know. You say
you've never learned anything. What wisdom?
Can I please?
What wisdom?
The wisdom of how to handle difficult people in difficult times.
If we get rid of all old people, all the difficult people are out. And that's also not true.
What's not true?
That old people know how to deal with more difficult people than most. Old people are like the most fragile and bitchy. Old people just complain and whine and poop their pants. Like, I'm just saying that, like, my overall point is that the world, none of this even matters if climate change kills us all off. And I feel like, I mean, if you think of any war, if you think of any, you know, big disaster, it's all old people who are running it with power and money. I mean, Ukraine, right now, the young president is trying to make a civil push that his country should stay up, and the communistic old person is, with a lot of power, is just trying to run over this poor country. You have, like, Putin and Trump on your side.
They're both over 45.
Yeah, but he's younger, way younger. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, and you have, like, Trump and Biden. And, yeah, so have fun with that. One of them.
Biden's doing a good job.
But he's not doing as good a job as a young person would. It doesn't matter.
I disagree with that. There's something.
But there's nothing that. Okay, but it doesn't matter what he's actually doing. It's the fact that he is old and white and male and still has nobody. Most people under the age of 35, I'm going to let you on a little hint, doesn't care about what bills Congress passes for the most part. They care about the social political aspect of things. They care.
But that's what Congress is legislating, social and political.
Yeah. They do a lot of. But a lot of what Biden's done for the good is stupid. I mean, not stupid. I think it's good, but a lot of it...
You think it's kind of irrelevant?
I don't think it's irrelevant, but I do think that young people think it's irrelevant as a whole. I don't think... Well... I still think...
Well, you're discounting experience.
You're right, because I think experience is overrated. Well, I don't think it's overrated, but I'm still willing to take that risk if all old people are gone.
Then you all would be running things and you'd find out it's not as easy as it looks.
It is. It actually would be because the majority and the high majority of young people have basically the same morals and ideas.
And they're different from what old people have?
Yes, completely.
In what way?
Grandma, if you see a black person, every time you tell a story and a black person's involved, for one, it's borderline racist. Every time I hear an old person say a story about a black person or a person of not white color, it's like borderline racist the way you talk about them. And like, you also just make it so known that they are not white. That's just like people my age just don't do that even remotely at all.
So you don't even notice.
I mean, that might be an overstatement, but it's not like, yeah, this black kid with dreads walked by me and I'm like, that's like what you guys say. Or, like, gay. I mean, like, if I saw a gay couple on TV, I wouldn't think, like, or in person, I wouldn't even notice that. But you guys would be like, oh my God, they're gay. Good for them.
Yeah, I see your point there. Because we come from a time, I mean, personally.
You don't. I know you don't.
I'm not homophobic. I might be a little bit racist. I try my best not to be, but I might be. But we come from a time when that was normal and natural, and it is. It is a mindset that it's hard to get rid of and that old people have.
And I think
so I think in that way. But you would find somebody else to look down on.
No, we wouldn't. Like who?
Well, I don't know, but...
Old people, and then they'll kill you all off.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have anybody else to look down on, and I think
people... Why do we need to look down on somebody, though?
I just think that's human nature.
Well, that's really stupid.
It is.
No, I'm saying that's a stupid idea. I don't think that's human nature.
Well, a lust for power is human nature.
Power and looking down on a group of people are two totally different things.
Well, I probably mean power more than looking down on. You want to get control.
But that's different than...
You want to control other people.
But that's different than what you said originally. Well, I'm confused.
I think you look down on people you control.
Yeah, but you're not looking down on a specific group. It's not like someone's looking at all black people and, like, looking down on them.
I see your point about that. That is definitely true. But, you know, I think you don't...
But you guys have to
understand that a lot of young people have those feelings, too. Grandma,
you don't interact with young people. You can't tell me what young people think. I interact with young people every day.
You interact with a certain amount of young people, class of young people.
That's not true. I talk to everybody. I talk to, like, literally, if you give me any, like, genre of human, I've talked to them. I bet you money.
Well, yeah, but you haven't been exposed to all these different genres of people.
Yeah, I probably have. Name one that you don't think I have.
Extremely rich?
Yeah, literally all, yes.
Who?
Oh, hold on, that's not working. We're doing a podcast.
Sorry. Shit.
I don't care. I mean, but no, young people don't think that way nearly as much. I'm not saying that's never or at all, but it's not even remotely close. I'm playing on my text, you weirdo. That's not remotely as close as any other, or as old people.
Well,
I don't think it's not at all, but it's so significantly less. But that's not even my point. There was a movie. The way that the world is moving is just totally different than what you think of life. The way that life is going to be run in 30 years, or in 10 years even, is going to be completely different because of technology and aliens.
Because what?
Technology and aliens.
Well, I think it's just cyborgs that's going to make the difference.
Well, that's... But, like, I mean, like... technology and aliens are going to run this country and this world before too long.
What about aliens? Where are aliens coming from? Do you know something I don't know about aliens?
They're real? I mean, what do you mean?
But why do you think that they're going to make themselves known now?
Because they already have. I mean, you think, like, they already have. What do you mean?
Where and when?
What aliens
have made themselves known to humans.
I mean, there's so many, like...
Anecdotes?
No, I don't mean, like, random stories from some random guy in West Virginia. But I mean, what about all those UFOs? What do you think those were? The government said that they couldn't identify it and they couldn't rule out aliens. That's the first time they've ever even hinted at aliens.
I think they were probably, you know, balloons.
They weren't balloons. They were high-speed... technology. They said the only thing it could possibly be would be technology so far advanced from ours in another country that we don't even recognize it, or it's aliens. That's really what the government said.
Well, I don't know. I think aliens are out there, but I don't think that they'll affect your life.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, so what do you think these UFOs are then? You have to give some...
I don't know what they are.
But you have to give some regional explanation. For why they're not aliens.
Well, I think a lot of them are tricks of physics, light, space.
No, they collected them.
They have videos of them.
No, they collected the pieces of one of them, and they have no idea what it was.
Where did they collect the piece of one of them? I've never heard that.
It happened a few weeks ago. It was like the biggest story in the country. They collected the piece of it, looked at it, so that it was either technology...
Where was it?
I don't remember where it was. I think it was over, like... right over Canada, but our government was able to get a hold of it to look at it. Because Canada didn't know what it was.
That was that balloon from China.
No, not the balloon. That was in the Atlantic Ocean. Not the balloon. The balloon is a totally separate thing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I remember that now. But it was all during that spate of people reporting seeing funny things, but...
No, you're missing... You're not talking about the same thing. I'm saying that there was, like, three that people saw, but then when the Air Force went over and got it, or Space Force or whatever it is now, I mean, there's two different things, when he got it, they got it, and so they didn't know what it was, and that it was either technology so advanced from ours that, like, some countries...
So the government officially said that?
Yes, the government literally said it's either aliens or some technology that's so ahead of ours we have no idea what it is.
Well, I missed that entirely.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what to tell you about that.
And I guess I'm a little bit skeptical.
Well, then be skeptical. I don't really care.
I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very reasonable to, you know, maybe you should give people tests to see if they can live any longer.
Well, I think everybody should get that, but what would be on this test?
I don't know. You'd have to drive around the block and...
What? Drive around the block? What the fuck are you talking about?
You know, just prove that you can drive and that...
Why would I care if someone... Well, then you would be dead. I don't know. What is your point?
So would you.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I'm just saying that after a certain age, then old people are probably pretty useless.
Well, I don't even care
but if I think it's...
No, I don't... No. I don't care if they're useless. It's that they're damaging.
Well, okay, after a certain age, they're probably damaging.
No, I don't think it's... That's also not what I'm saying. I'm saying that old people on average in this country right now are damaging. I'm not saying that because someone gets older, they're damaging. I'm talking about people, most old people. I mean, most positions of power are held by old people, and most positions of power are fucking shit right now.
Right. I agree with that. But, you know, Ron DeSantis is pretty young, and he's
How old is he?
I think he's probably in his 40s.
That's also one example.
I think the cutoff should be...
That's also one example. I don't think there should be a cutoff either. I don't think that it should be under 35. I think it should be 18 or older. You can run for any office you want.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. How'd you get to talk about that? I'm still talking about what age you should kill people.
Oh. Well, what the fuck? Well, then, okay, well, what would be the age that you start killing people?
Maybe 70.
No, I don't have even killed yourself. It was 8 years ago.
Well, I don't believe that you should do it.
Why are you saying that?
I think people have value.
I am so lost. Are you saying that we should kill people or not? Because no, I don't think
I don't
we should.
Believe you should kill people. I don't either. If I thought you should, I would say it would be...
But why does that matter if neither of us think that?
If neither of us think what?
I mean, I don't think we should kill... Like, why are you stuck on killing people all of a sudden? You psychotic, immoral human.
You are just absolutely hopeless.
I'm hopeless?
Well, you're hopeless. It's hopeless for me to try to talk to you. You just turn on me.
I'm not turning on you. I just don't even know.
You accuse me of wanting to kill people.
You just said.
Why are you wanting to kill people?
Well, that's when I was joking.
You're the one who wants to kill people. And you're right, I do.
Yeah. So what's the point? I mean, I just don't know why you start talking about killing people all of a sudden. What? You did. I don't. What are you laughing at? I mean, I don't care. I was just wondering.
Because the theme of this podcast is that you think people over 35 should be killed.
Exactly. But you're arguing against it. That's the whole point of the podcast.
Yes, but it's a hypothetical. Can't you handle that?
But why would you? But if you don't want to do it, then why would you bring it into play?
Because it's a part of the conversation. You know, one thing leads to another.
It wasn't, though. I don't even know how you got there.
Well, because I told you, asked me at what age should people be killed.
No, I didn't.
I said 70.
No, I never said that.
What did you ask me then?
I don't even know what you're talking about when I asked you when.
Well, you can go back and play it.
Okay, We're gonna make another podcast after this, after we go listen to this one.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to come on.
I'm not going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, we are.
No, I'm not.
You're the one who just said I said something that I didn't say. It's on recording.
We'll move it toward the end, because it was right toward the end.
Well, fine. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you did.
I don't care. What?
I'm going to have it.
Okay, just stop for a second. Why are you, like, so, like...
I guess that 30 minutes is about all I can handle on a podcast.
I know, but you
and
get
maybe
so, like,
have a conversation with you.
Well, you get so frantic. Like, you get all, like, jittery and weird. Okay, anyway, we're going to listen to this. We're gonna find where you think I said, what age do you think we should kill people? I don't think I said it, but the only time I would even say it is if I was helping out your hypothetical. But I definitely didn't just randomly say, what age do you think we should kill people off?
Well, you might have been helping out my hypothetical, but you still said that.
I don't think I did, but we'll go listen.